The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. Is Andrew Skousen here? Well, I don't hear Andrew. Andrew is ordinarily with us on Friday morning, and I know he was planning on being with us. He must have slept in. So we are in a quandary. We don't have a guest. We don't have a program. So we're going to have to invite you, if you're out there in the listening audience, to give us a call. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about until Andrew shows up. We're able to get him during the break. But I just got an email. I was going through my emails early this morning, and there was one of our listeners had sent me an email and was highly offended by an advertisement we run on some of our programs talking about how rare cancer was 100 years ago. Certainly not more than 3 or 4% of the population died of cancer at that time. And yet today, over 36% of women and 44% of men will contract cancer. And a considerable number of them will die of those cancers today. And the question is, why do we have so much cancer today? Well, we have cancer because there's an active program to poison our population. And the people who are responsible for it know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the average American to know. For instance, did you know that aspartame was developed as a biological warfare agent? That's NutraSweet. It's in all of your Diet Cokes. It's in your Diet Pepsis. It's in thousands of products. They know that aspartame produces cancer. They know that aspartame produces infertility. They know that aspartame certainly it poisons your endocrine system, attacks your thyroid. Certainly has a deleterious effect on many of your organs, and basically aspartame in animals kills animals. It'll kill human beings exactly the same. And yet they allow it to be used in thousands of products in America. Why would they do that? Well, because the elite believe there are too many people in the world, and they want to limit the population. In fact, they supervised the murder of well over a billion and a half unborn children, 400 million in communist China, 400 million in India, 400 million in Russia, and much of this is actually financed with your tax money from International Planned Parenthood. 20% of the funding for International Planned Parenthood comes from American tax dollars. And they are supervising the murder, well, out of 4, that's 1.2 billion unborn children who will never run or laugh or play because, of course, the American tax dollars going to fund the abortion programs and similar programs that are carried out in Africa and South America under the auspices of International Planned Parenthood funded with your tax money. And then, of course, we talked about certainly bisphenol. Bisphenol is a chemical product. It is present in all plastics. It's also present in the lining that's put on tin cans to keep them from actually rusting. And of course, the tin cans that you utilize to get most of your food out of, they've known for 30 years that this is carcinogenic. They've known that it decreases fertility. They know that it attacks the organs of the body, and they leave it there, and the average individual has no idea that when they wrap their food in plastic, why a certain amount of the bisphenol comes out and gets into their food. And it's a very slow poisoner, admittedly. There are many other things that they could use, but we are really up against the people who are truly diabolic. Now, remember, it's open lines, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm looking forward to your calls at 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or comment or something you'd like to talk about. But Basically, we're talking about the planned program of poisoning our food. They know exactly what they're doing. The purpose of the FDA is not to protect us. The purpose of the FDA and the EPA is to poison us, and people are put into key positions who are actively carrying out this program, not only in America, but throughout the world, because, you see, there are too many people, and they have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer, basically, of the coloring that is put in so many of our foods. The things that are put in there, as far as sometimes for taste, and others for odor, well, many of these are carcinogenic. They know they are. The studies have been done in animals, and yet they're included in our food supply. So they are genetically modified food. Basically, if you take an animal and you feed them genetically modified food for three generations there, by the end of the third generation, they are certainly impotent. They know that certainly the genetically modification of canola and cottonseed oil and certainly of corn and canola, basically soy, all of these things are carcinogenic. They actually produce infertility. They know exactly what they're doing. And you say, well, these things couldn't be going on if they were. The people would know, ladies and gentlemen, if they were going on, the people would not know. And they would not know because media in America is rigidly controlled. 90% of the media is controlled by six major corporations. At least it was as of 2004. We have a wonderful book called The New Media Monopoly. The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian, who had studied the control of the media for 30 years, and in his 2004 book, he simply pointed out that six major corporations controlled 90% of the media in America and largely determined what the American people read, hear, see, and believe. And he named them AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, the German corporation, Viacom, that controls a whole host of means of communication, but predominantly controls CBS, or Disney, which controls ABC, but has all sorts of publishing houses, and certainly GE, which at that time controlled NBC. They've sold it to Comcast. Comcast has over 800 radio stations, as well as a myriad of publishers. And in fact, if you go to the old publishing houses like SmithKline and French, you'll find out that now they control dozens of publishing houses, and those publishing houses will not publish the truth. And so the vast majority of books you get are not going to tell you the truth. And basically, it's difficult for the average individual to understand that we are being systematically poisoned, certainly, by the way that soy products have been used for years in the Orient, but they're fermented soy products. Oh, there's the break. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced Advanced Organics.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
We have Andrew with us this morning. Hi, Andrew Skousen. Good to have you with us. You pick up the story and tell us what's in the latest World Affairs Brief.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Sorry about that delay. Certainly. Well, the top story in the brief this week is about the secret world of contract warfare. The U.S. is engaging in a growing worldwide war against terror that is by and large of its own making. This practice goes back at least as far as the First World War, when the British started arming and using terrorists for false flag operations in the Middle East. But the U.S. became the undeniable world leader in using terror as a provocation since World War II. Guerrilla warfare by terrorist surrogates has spread not only through the Middle East, but Africa and the subcontinent as well. It's a war that is growing, not diminishing, not only because of the backlash to constant U.S. intervention around the world, but because other state entities have learned terror as a weapon tactic from the U.S. and have all gotten into the sordid business of arming thugs for hire. In short, the U.S. is losing control of what they started, but it's too late to stop. Each side can only increase its use of this evil tool. Journalist Jeff Stein tried his best to debunk the story of a top former Turkish intelligence official who claims that a, quote, worldwide moderate Islamic movement based in Pennsylvania has been providing cover for the CIA since the mid-1990s, end quote. But the official denials are not convincing, says Joel. This from the story, quote. The memoir, roughly rendered in English as, quote, witness to revolution and near anarchy, end quote, by retired Turkish intelligence official Osman Nuri Gündez, says the religious intolerance movement, led by an influential former Turkish imam by the name of Fethullah Gulen, has 600 schools and 4 million followers around the world. In the 1990s, Gundes alleges, the movement, quote, sheltered 130 CIA agents, end quote, at its schools in Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan alone, end quote. Joel says, Stein gets two long-retired CIA men to comment that such claims are, quote, unquote, unlikely, though both admit that they were long retired before the war on terror began and couldn't know for sure. Gundez's claim is but a tiny fraction of what's really going on. Sybil Edmonds, an Iranian-Turkish translator for the FBI-turned-whistleblower, revealed this, quote, I have information about things that our government has lied to us about. I know, for example, to say that since the fall of the Soviet Union, we ceased all of our intimate relationships with bin Laden and the Taliban. Those things can be proven as lies very easily, based on the information they classified in my case, because we did carry very intimate relationships with these people, and it involved Central Asia all the way up to September 11th, end quote. Edmonds has also revealed much about Operation Gladio, which started out as a system of U.S.-sponsored agents that stayed behind the Iron Curtain to help the anti-communist movement fight the Soviet occupation, which the U.S. facilitated. However, as the patriotic anti-communists were purged from the OSS and CIA, Gladio was turned into a covert operation spanning many years that created, funded, and armed various terrorist groups useful in overthrowing governments and assassinating people who got in the way of the globalist agenda. One of the offshoots of Gladio was mobilized to fund the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. It was meant to fight the Soviet invasion there, with money coming circuitously through Saudi Arabia via a one Osama bin Laden, the CIA's hand-picked manager, who would later be blamed for 9/11, of course. Even though bin Laden had worked for the agency, he was deemed expendable because he was already dying of kidney disease. The U.S. would later put on a grand military drama falsifying his death in a dramatic raid at Allahabad, Pakistan, even though the real bin Laden was dead years earlier. Now, a word about the terror competition. Here's a partial view of the growing competition the U.S. has encountered in its covert sponsoring of terror groups. For example, U.S. military and intelligence units stayed in Iraq when the troops left to continue managing the war on terror. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia supported al-Qaeda rebels with cash, weapons, and intelligence, and that is still going on. But there are other terror groups that have developed using the al-Qaeda moniker as well, which makes the entire war on terror a massive contradiction, even to U.S. planners.
And if I could just comment, because I think it's so important that people understand what you're saying. You're saying we are funding and arming al-Qaeda, and that is absolutely true. We funded and armed al-Qaeda in Afghanistan so we would have an enemy to fight, and we practically put in 90,000 troops, 100,000 contractors, certainly 40 we financed or helped to finance 40,000 NATO troops, and 300,000 Afghan troops and police in training to fight 50 members of al-Qaeda. That's all there were in Afghanistan. And we had this massive military force there, and we're funding al-Qaeda just as we're funding al-Qaeda today in Syria today. Where is the outcry from the American people? Well, we're too interested in the Super Bowl coming up and the New Year's Day, Rose Bowl parade, and all the other festivities and activities in America, to be concerned about the fact that we are financing terrorist movements throughout the world. So far, they've killed 125,000 people in Syria, but do we really care about those little children? No, because we never talk about them. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right. Well, talking a bit about the Iraq situation, here's quoting from the Wall Street Journal, which Joel says is getting only part of the picture right. Quote, the Central Intelligence Agency is ramping up support to elite Iraqi anti-terrorism units to better fight al-Qaeda affiliates amid alarm in Washington about spillover from the civil war in neighboring Syria, according to U.S. officials. The stepped-up mission expands a covert U.S. presence on the edges of the two-year-old Syrian conflict at a time of American concerns about the growing power of extremists in the Syrian rebellion. Joel comments, quote-unquote American concerns implies surprise. None of this is any surprise for the higher-ups who ordered support for jihadist groups fighting in Syria. One of the problems in Syria is that the discernible boundaries between the various factions are increasingly fluid, as fighters flow back and forth between competing factions depending on who has the latest equipment and funding. Continuing the Wall Street Journal, quote, in a series of secret decisions from 2011 to late 2012, the White House directed the CIA to provide support to Iraq's Counterterrorism Service, or CTS, a force that reports directly to Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, officials said. The CIA has since wrapped up its work with the CTS, taking control of a mission long run by the U.S. military.
Andrew, are you there?
Sorry, I just had a sneeze. Nouri al-Maliki officially said, the CIA has since ramped up its work with the CTS, taking control of a mission long run by the U.S. military, according to administration defense officials. Joel says, but that is only half the story. The U.S. also sponsors those who keep Iraqi minorities inflamed with terror attacks. Perhaps that is why the CTS is so ineffective. They depend on U.S. intelligence sources, which protect the false flag perpetrator. Continuing the Wall Street Journal quote, in Turkey, the CIA has officers working with select rebel groups, U.S. officials said. In Jordan, U.S. special operations troops are training Jordanian forces in how to deal with Syria's chemical weapons should Damascus lose control of them or use them. Joel says, that isn't all that's going on in Jordan. Here's another story according to the Associated Press, quote, for months now, the United States has been training secular Syrian fighters in Jordan with the goal of bolstering the array of forces battling President Bashar Assad's regime, while at the same time strengthening the hand of moderates along the country's fractured opposition, American and foreign officials said. They said the effort is ongoing, Joel answered. The U.S. denies this, of course, because they are using Jordanians to do the actual training. But the U.S. is directing things and paying for all the equipment and manpower. On the Iraqi border with Syria, the U.S. also has a role in carving out an enclave for Iraqi, quote-unquote, al-Qaeda fighters who will help the Syrian rebels in overthrowing Assad. Here's the Iraqi source about that, Niquash. Quote, the Sunni Muslim extremist group Islamic State of Iraq and Syria has made it clear that it wants to annex Sunni Muslim areas of Iraq. One of the biggest Iraqi military operations in recent history has now been launched against them. But it doesn't seem to be having any impact on the group. The organization has continued to wage a kind of guerrilla war on the streets of Iraq cities. It's been successful in launching simultaneous waves of suicide bombing. As the New York Times noted recently, the group is sending suicide bombers into Iraq at a rate of 30 to 40 a month, using them against Shiites, but also against Sunnis who are reluctant to cede control. ISIS clearly stated that its ambition was to annex the Anbar province, which shares a border with Syria. The extremist group already has control over various areas in Syria, and it seems it wants to add this part of Iraq, too. And this is a bigger problem than it might appear at first. Anbar is one of the biggest provinces in Iraq and actually makes up about a third of the country. It has deserts and rugged mountainous landscape, which makes it difficult for regular military forces to control it. The long borders with Syria, from where it's assumed many of the extremists are coming, are also difficult to control. Joel says, and with the impending drawdown of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, a war of surrogate terror forces is bound to erupt. War correspondent Umar Farouk, writing for thediplomat.com, has the story. I'll try to explain the U.S. connections that he fails to mention, Joel said. This quote. When American special forces plucked the second-in-command, Latif Massoud, of the Pakistan Taliban from the hands of Afghan officials this October, they laid bare the extent of a largely covert war between Afghanistan and Pakistan that has been going on for several years. With a drawdown, perhaps even to zero, of U.S. troops from Afghanistan next year, the secret war might just become an open one. The capture of this person proved to be an embarrassment for the Afghans and a vindication for Pakistan, which has long complained that the Pakistani Taliban, called the Tehrik-e-Taliban, TTP, received support from Karzai's government, Joel says, which is supported, of course, by the U.S. government. Continue the quote. Afghanistan and the United States, for their part, have laid the blame for a 12-year insurgency at Pakistan's feet, saying its intelligence agencies support the most effective insurgency group, led by Jalaluddin Haqqani. Joel inserts, this kind of official reporting is typical in that it only tells half the story. The CIA has long used the Pakistani ISI, Inter-Services Intelligence, their equivalent to our CIA, FBI, and the Soviet-style KGB, to create and manage terror, nuclear smuggling, and drugs on behalf of the CIA and its chain of money and weapons. The U.S. doesn't have the same kind of control over the Pakistani government, and that explains why Pakistan can never, ever defeat the warring factions. No terrorist group of any size on Earth today exists without a major state sponsor, and many of those sponsoring nations are fronted for the CIA through Yemen, Oman, Saudi Arabia, etc. Continuing the quote, Latif spent much of his time since 2010 between Afghanistan and Pakistan, and it is believed he was a conduit for fighting to the TTP. Now appears some of that funding might have come from Afghanistan's intelligence agency, the National Directorate of Security, NDS. Joel says, and where do you suppose the NDS gets its training and funding? That's right, the CIA. So now we have the CIA funding both sides of the terror game. But the various parties often go off the reservation in CIA lingo, and the U.S. has to engage in damage control. Continue the quote. On October 5th, Latif was being taken by Afghan officials to a meeting with agents from the NDS when American special forces stopped his convoy, taking Latif to Bagram, where the U.S. runs a prison of its own. Joel inserts, so much for closing down Bagram. Joel also says, because of the obscure nature of who's really running terror in this part of the world, one can't be sure if Latif has been taken into custody by the U.S. for prosecution or protection. Sometimes expendable al-Qaeda secondary leaders are called by U.S. are killed by U.S. drones or executed because they aren't under U.S. control, or as a lesson to others who compete in this evil world. It is even to reinforce the mostly false notion that the U.S. is actually fighting terror. It's a very muddled subject, as this paragraph illustrates.
Hold that thought, Andrew. We'll be back in a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we're funding terrorist activities throughout the world and then funding the people who are fighting the terrorists. It's all part of a game, a deadly, deadly game. We'll be back in a moment with Andrew Scott.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
People must understand is our intelligence agencies funded the overthrow of the Libyan government. Between 50 and 100,000 people have been slaughtered there, but does anybody really care? Our intelligence agencies funded the overthrow of the Tunisian government, and the country is in chaos. Does anybody really care? We funded the overthrow, certainly, of the Egyptian government, and then the overthrow of the a government that we installed there, which was the Muslim Brotherhood, and now they're killing Christians in all of those countries. Does anybody really care? Does anybody really care that we're funding the terrorists in Syria? We're killing the Christians there. Assad protected the Christians. Musharraf in Egypt protected the Christians, and we overthrew them. The Christians are being slaughtered, the Coptic Christians, certainly in Egypt. The Christians, many of them in Syria, are refugees from Iraq and other areas, and the Christians are being slaughtered. But we don't talk about that on radio or television. Many of our religious leaders are not talking about the slaughter of the Christians over there, the little Christian children, helpless, certainly victims. Well over 120,000 civilians killed in Syria. They are burning Christian churches over there, raping Christian women. And we don't talk about that. We talk about all sorts of other things. The meat in America is focused on the things, anything to distract us from the terrible things that are taking place throughout the world. Finance, ladies and gentlemen, with your tax money and CIA black funds that come from the drug trade. The CIA is the largest purveyor of drugs in the world, but fortunately you do have the internet. You can go up and check what I'm saying, and you'll find it's true. Oh, but of course the mainline media is never going to cover this. Our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen. Andrew, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your dad, to subscribe to the World Affairs Brief, and then get the special book that your dad has on preparation, because we're moving into very difficult times, and people should be preparing for those difficult times to be able to protect themselves and their family. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The best way is for people to go to our website, worldaffairsbrief.com. That's all one word with an S on affairs, worldaffairsbrief.com. And there they can sign up directly for the World Affairs Brief. That's an easy process. They set up a username and a login. Once they've done that, they can also access all of the past archives of briefs and see what Joel has written in the past. They can also order a sample brief by emailing Joel at joelskousen.com and just asking for a one-time free sample of the brief. Once they're on worldaffairsbrief.com, they can find links to our other website, joelskousen.com, which has listings and descriptions of all of Joel's work that are for sale right now. Top among those are his books, which include Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. This book is a good primer, I think, for most people, since it is the book in which we outline all of the threats that we see facing us in the future, and then it highlights the best areas that we think people should relocate to or develop some kind of strategy to get to these safer places in hard times. And that includes listings in all across the U.S. and Canada, and is a very useful book. It's received very good reviews on Amazon and other places that it's being sold. Once people find a safe place, they'll probably want to get one of our other two books. The Secure Home is a 700-page book that includes everything from A to Z on how to prepare and secure your house and build a shelter inside of it or remodel it to include a shelter and alternate energy systems to prepare it for hard times. And if people want to do something on a smaller scale, they can get the book, The High Security Shelter. This book outlines a do-it-yourself project complete with plans and details about how to reinforce a single room, preferably in the basement, with cinder blocks and concrete to provide a safe place to store all of your preparations and your family in a crisis. And this is also available with the other two books from you at Radio Liberty, right, Dr. Stan?
Yes, we carried Joel's books on the Strategic Relocation, the Secure Home, the Secure Room, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And I will tell you, many people are making preparations. They know something's coming down the line. They are certainly not believing what they read in the newspapers, where everything is being done to get the American people not to be concerned, not to make preparations. But I believe that terrible and dangerous times lie ahead. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, we're trying to wade into the difficult process of describing how some of these terrorist groups that are constantly occurring in Iraq and in Afghanistan, that it's hard to sort out exactly what their purpose is and what they are doing there, except that it's a process spawned by the U.S. that has hired mercenaries to act as terrorists, and now all of the major groups are doing the same thing. But as we just pointed out in the last paragraph, there is no terrorist group out there that is not receiving state-sponsored funding. and many of those come through the U.S. via surrogates over in the Middle East, such as Saudi Arabia, Omar, and these are now leading various groups in Pakistan and Afghanistan, as well as terrorists that are funded through Pakistan or Afghanistan. Joel says, as you can see, this is not going to end. Quote, even as the covert war between Afghanistan and Pakistan continues, real skirmishes at the border have seen a dramatic rise over the last few years, foreshadowing the kind of tensions that might arise after coalition forces withdraw. Pakistan and Afghanistan maintain more than 1,000 border posts along the disputed, largely unmarked 2,600-kilometer border, but militants still move across with apparently little difficulty. Joel says, meanwhile, at home, the U.S. continues to grow the dark side of government with the expanding use of military-civilian contractors. This on secret CIA contractors. Once addicted to the benefits of putting on a false show of fighting terror, government contractors are more than willing to help the U.S. government with its special operations. Patriotic enlisted men are too easily tempted to see right from wrong and become whistleblowers. Pratap Chatterjee of TomDispatch.com wrote a critical piece about the problems with CIA secret contracting, used for operations that must continually go deeper underground in order to evade congressional scrutiny. This from Tom Dispatch, quote, the agency decided that there was no aspect of secret war which couldn't be corporatized. As recent revelations have made clear, that agency's moves couldn't have been more far-fetched or more real. In its post-9/11 shadow global war, it has employed both private contractors and some of the world's most notorious prisoners from Guantanamo Bay. The first group of undercover agents were recruited by private companies from the Army Special Forces and Navy SEALs and then repurposed to the CIA at handsome salaries, averaging around $140,000 a year. The second crew was recruited from prison
cells. Hold the thought, Andrew. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, World Affairs Brief, and we'll continue with the last segment of this morning's program. Andrew, go right ahead.
Certainly. This from a quote of TomDispatch.com. Last month, the Associated Press revealed that the CIA had selected a few dozen men from among the hundreds of terrorist suspects being held at Guantanamo and trained them to be double agents at a cluster of 8 cottages in a program dubbed Penny Lane. These men were then returned to what the British administration liked to call the global battlefield, where their mission was to befriend members of Al-Qaeda, Joel says, those not controlned by the CIA-run Al-Qaeda, and supply targeted information for the agency's drone assassination program. Over the last year or so, however, a trickle of information about the other secret program has come to light, and it opens an astonishing new window into the privatization of U.S. intelligence. In July 2010, at his confirmation hearings for the post of Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper explained the use of private contractors in the intelligence community. Quote, "In the immediate aftermath of the Cold War, we were under a congressional mandate to reduce the community by on the order of 20%. Then 9/11 occurred, with the gusher of funding that has accrued, particularly from supplemental or overseas contingency operations funding, which, of course, is 1 year at a time. It is very difficult to hire government employees 1 year at a time, so the obvious outlet for that has been the growth of contractors," end quote. Joel says, "But this was merely the excuse Clapper would hand to Congress, eager to accept anything that would justify continuing to fund it for the war on terror. In reality, the NSA and CIA were having trouble with internal dissent as more and more employees were realizing the U.S. was building a domestic spy system, which they knew was illegal. The move to contractors would allow the U.S. to hire people who had already proven themselves corrupted." Continue the quote. "Thousands of quote-unquote green badges were hired by companies like Booz Allen Hamilton and Kinetech to work at CIA and National Security Agency NSA offices around the world, among the regular staff who wore blue badges. Many of them, like Edward Snowden, performed specialist tasks in information technology meant to augment the effectiveness of government employees. Then the CIA decided that there was no aspect of secret war which couldn't be corporatized. So they set up a unit of private contractors as covert agents, greenlighting them to carry guns and be sent into U.S. war zones at a moment's notice. This elite James Bond-like unit of armed bodyguards and super fixers was given the anodyne name Global Response Staff, GRS. Among the 125 employees of this unit from the Army Special Forces via private contractors came Raymond Davis and Dane Perezzi, Joel says, killed along with the CIA commander at Camp Chapman, a CIA base in Khost, Afghanistan." Continuing the quote. "From the Navy SEALs, Glenn Doherty and Tyrone Woods," Joel says, "killed in Benghazi protecting Ambassador Stevens, who the U.S. didn't want to survive. That's why Doherty and Woods weren't initially allowed to accompany Stevens to the annex." Continue the quote. "All five would soon be in the anything but covert headlines of newspapers across the world. These men, no women have yet been named, were deployed on 3 to 4 month missions accompanying CIA analysts into the field. As GRS expanded, other contractors went to Djibouti, Lebanon, and Yemen, among other countries, according to a Washington Post profile of the unit. From early on, its work wasn't exactly a paragon of secrecy. By 2005, for instance, former Special Forces personnel had already begun openly discussing jobs in the unit at online forums. The Post portrayed the focus of GRS personnel more mundanely as designed to stay in the shadows, training teams to work undercover, and provide an unobtrusive layer of security for CIA officers in high-risk outposts. A former U.S. intelligence official told that paper, "Their main tasks were to map escape routes from the meeting places, pat down informants, and provide an, quote-unquote, envelope of security. If push comes to shove, you're going to have to shoot." In the ensuing years, GRS embedded itself in the agency, becoming essential to its work. Today, new CIA agents and analysts going into danger zones are trained to work with such bodyguards. In addition, GRS teams are now loaned out to other outfits like the NSA for tasks like installing spy equipment in war zones. Joel says, "Principal covert mercenary contractors are Blackwater, DynCorp, Carlyle Group for financial support, Triple Canopy, Vinnell Corporation, MPRI, and Northrop Grumman. A long-term purpose of the push to replace military people with contractors at a much higher cost is to slowly prepare a cadre of unprincipled enforcers who can be used to take down even American patriots / dissidents who oppose the overreach of government. Over the years, the dark side of black operations has had to silence many whistleblowers who object to illegal operations. Even contractors have to be fired who don't prove compliant. This leads us into the next subject, which I suspect we won't have time for, which is why the U.S. is spending billions on drones and robots. Just as a short summary of this, Joel describes in this next story how the U.S. is ramping up the spending on drones and robots that are increasingly automated, i.e. that can not only just fly in circles, taking intelligence off of ground forces and things, but also can track and with limited human interface actually fire and eventually probably work as kill machines. There is, of course, a lot of speculation about this. No one really knows how much is going on inside of DARPA, the military secret technology development arm. But it is clear that they are working very hard on automation. And if we compare that with some of the above board automation that is going on, including vehicles that can cross very difficult terrain autonomously, it is clear that the government is working very hard on developing robots that can replace humans and work autonomously. And this is most likely done because machines don't ask questions, of course. Joel has this from a heart-wrenching article from a drone whistleblower, Heather Linbaugh, who told the UK Guardian what U.S. newspapers wouldn't print. Heather served in the United States Air Force from 2009 until 2012, working in intelligence as an imagery analyst and geospatial analyst for the drone program during the occupations of Iraq and Afghanistan. She says, quote, "Whenever I read comments by politicians defending the unmanned aerial vehicle Predator and Reaper program, I wish I could ask them a few questions. I'd start with, how many women and children have you seen incinerated by a Hellfire missile? And how many men have you seen crawl across the field trying to make it to the nearest compound while bleeding from severed legs?"
We're out of time. Andrew, God bless. Talk to you again next week. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Fine. Thanks, Dr. Smith. See you next week.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The holiday season is meant to be a time of joy. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. Many traffic fatalities are caused by a drunk driver. Remember the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. That's from El Dorado Mexican Grill at 18984 Country Road 51 in LaSalle. Community integrity is what keeps our area strong, and they're proud to be working with this station to keep the spirit going. They're wishing everyone a joyous and safe new year.
Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan, something Andrew was talking about, the drones, and somebody had worked with him, talking about the women and children and people just being slaughtered by the drones. Basically, we're simply using them in Pakistan. We're practicing with them. I fear that they're going to use them here in America at some time in the future, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And when you're not concerned about what our government is doing, and it's not our government, it is their government, it is the dark side of government, controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And they are doing everything they can to prepare for a terrible war in the Middle East. The majority of Muslims simply want to live and live their lives. There's only perhaps 5% are really into this radical Islamic movement. But we're funding this radical Islamic movement so they can force the rest of the Muslims to go along with their agenda, and we are preparing an enemy so we can have a war over there. The war is coming in the Middle East. I don't know when it's coming and what form it's coming, but you can be certain that Iran has nuclear weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, we were able to develop nuclear weapons in the United States in 3 years during World War II. You mean to tell me Iran couldn't develop nuclear weapons after a dozen years of enriching uranium? Of course they have them. They just don't want you to know. And, of course, they've inferred many times that they have them, saying that if they are attacked by Israel, that they would retaliate not only against Israel, but against the great Satan and destroy our nation. How would they do that? Well, they're either bragging or they actually have nuclear weapons, and they know that setting off an EMP attack over America, for which we have no defense, would put us back to where we were in the mid-1800s and destroy America as we know it, and destroy the electronic infrastructure of this nation. This is not imaginary. If you've not gotten our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, or the DVD we have on the threat of an EMP attack, or the book we carry on A Nation Forsaken, you should get them and understand. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack by Ambassador Henry Cooper, and the book, A Nation Forsaken. You need to read them. You need others to understand that America is in jeopardy today. And for whatever reason, nothing is being done to protect us. But we do hope many of you out there will understand that we're preparing for a great war in the Middle East. How it will affect us, I do not know. But I will tell you, the people in Israel are prepared for a war. I said that the people in the surrounding countries are frightened to death. They're being slaughtered over there. 125,000 more people slaughtered in Syria. 50 to 100,000 slaughtered in Libya. And the average American could care less what our government is doing. And as I've said so many times, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And when American tax money and CIA black funds have been used to foment a revolution throughout the world, to strengthen the hand of the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda and the other extremist groups, we're in real trouble. And we're in real trouble because who really cares? Well, I believe God is going to bring his judgment on America. I really fear that terrible, terrible times lie ahead. Whether it'll be this year or next year, I have no timetable. I have no inside information. But I do believe that God is going to bring his judgment on America because of the lack of involvement of the American people. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, remember you can listen to us 5 hours a day at RadioLiberty.com. If you do need your finances,